Good morning. Let's begin with prayer. Lord, I ask that you will be with us this morning. Help us to be open to your word. Give us ears to hear you. And our hearts to respond. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I would like to learn to play golf. I've always thought that sounds like good exercise. Nice, quiet, peaceful way to spend the afternoon. But if you're like me, if you're a beginner, it's very hard to start. Anyone who's any good doesn't want someone like me dragging along. But if the player isn't good, I'm not going to learn anything, so I don't want to follow him. So I can't get a good golfer to go and teach me. I don't want to go with a bad golfer. So someone said to me, find a YouTube video. Watch on YouTube and you can learn from that. So I tried. The first video I watched, it said this. The secret to a good drive is as you swing the club, imagine the ball going in a straight line down the fairway. That did me absolutely no good. I don't know how to hold the club right. I don't know how to swing. And so to tell me to imagine the ball going in a straight line was no help. I thought about that last month as I preached to you about worship. I said, in our worship, see God high and lifted up like they did in Isaiah. I said, make God the center of our worship, like in Revelation. But in Revelation, they didn't have all that noise, so it's easier. It's easy to say, see God in worship. But in our weekly worship, how do we do that?
在我们每周的敬拜当中, 我们要如何做到这一点呢?
How do we make that practical to where we are?
我们如何用实践当中来实践这一点呢?
So it's been a month.
所以据我上次讲到敬拜已经过去一周了,一个月了。
I hope you remember a bit of what Isaiah and Revelation said to us about worship.
我希望大家还记着一点这个以赛亚书和启示录中是怎么谈到敬拜的。
And today I want to look at how we put that into practice here.
而今天我想要和大家分享的是如何把这些东西应用在我们今天在这里的敬拜当中。
And I want to do it by looking at five very simple things about going to worship.
那我就想带大家来看五点很简单的关于敬拜的这个原则。
How they did it in the Old Testament.
看一下那些人他们在旧约时代是怎么做的。
How they did it in the New Testament.
在新约中又是什么样的?
And how we do it today.
然后我们今天又是如何行?
The first thing I want you to see.
我想让大家看到的第一点,
worship begins before you get here.
那就是敬拜在你到达这里之前就已经开始了。
Worship begins on Saturday.
敬拜从周六就应当开始了。
Because part of our worship is the preparation we do for worship.
因为我们敬拜的一部分就是我们预备来敬拜。
Let me start in the Old Testament.
我们看旧约中怎么说。
It took 4 days to travel from Galilee in the north down to the temple in Jerusalem.
从北边的加利利到耶路撒冷的圣殿大概要走4天的路程。
A 4-day journey.
这是一个大概4天的路程。
That's why they only went once or twice a year rather than every week.
所以他们一年只来一两次而不是每周都来。
They would travel in groups because they passed through some dangerous areas, so they traveled in groups for protection.
就出于安全的考虑，他们经常结伴同行，因为他们会经过一些环境不好的地方。
And as they were traveling, they sang.
然后当他们在路上走的时候，他们就一起唱歌。
And we have the songs that they sang.
然后我们也圣经中记录了他们所唱的这些歌。
They're collected in Psalms.
被记载在诗篇里。
Chapters 120 through 134.
在诗篇120篇到134篇
They're called in our Bibles the songs of ascents, the songs of going up.
在我们的圣经中，他们被称为上行之诗。
They are singing these songs as they go up to Jerusalem.
他们在去到耶路撒冷，上到耶路撒冷的过程中，一起
在唱这些诗歌。They're walking along the road.
他们在路上行。
And this is what they're singing.
那他们唱的是什么呢？
Chapter 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills.
他们唱说，我要向高山举目。
Where does my help come from?
我的帮助从何而来？
My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
Psalm 122. As they're traveling, they sing.
在诗篇122篇，他们边行边唱。
I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord."
说人对我说我们往耶和华的殿去我就欢喜
The journey was part of the worship
他们这个旅途就是他们敬拜的一部分
You see they're going to Jerusalem probably only once a year
你看到吗他们可能一年才去耶路撒冷一次
And they're excited
所以他们是非常兴奋的
Children are remembering I hope we see Cousin Hannah this trip
然后他们那些孩子会记着，哎，我们去看我们的表姐、我们的叔叔那个地方。
Mom and Dad are thinking about where are we going to stay, what are we going to eat.
然后爸爸妈妈在讨论我们要住在哪里，我们要吃什么。
It's exciting.
这是让人很开心、很兴奋的。
And all of that is part of the joy of the worship.
而这些都是那个敬拜的喜乐的一部分。
Worship begins before we get here.
所以敬拜在我们到达这里之前就开始了。
I think that's still true today.
我想今天依旧是这样。
Dean and Sarah is a pastor over in Tallahassee.
有一个在塔拉哈西的牧师。
And very often I have seen on a Saturday he will tweet something to his church members.
然后我经常就在周六的时候看到他会发一个推特给他的教会的会众。
And this is what he says.
他通常都会这么说。
Sunday morning church...is a Saturday night decision.
说周日早上去教会是周六早上、周六晚上做的决定。
He's reminding his congregation that if they stay up all night Saturday night watching movies, they're not going to really worship on Sunday morning.
所以他在提醒他的会众们，如果你周六晚上熬夜看电影的话，那你周日早上就没有办法来到神的殿中来敬拜。
If I'm awake at 4 a.m. playing computer games or watching movies, at 10 o'clock, I'm going to be dozing, not seeing God high and lifted up.
如果我到凌晨四点还在熬夜打游戏看电影的话，早上十点我没有办法来到神的殿中唱着在至高之处见到神。
If I want to experience Isaiah 6, I have to prepare myself.
因为那个时候我可能都在打瞌睡了。如果我们要经历以赛亚书第六章所描绘的，那我要预备我自己。
Because worship is not a light switch.
因为敬拜不是像一个电灯的开关。
I don't just flip the switch and suddenly I'm worshiping.
我不能说就把那个开关打开，然后一下子我就进入了敬拜的模式。
Worship requires preparation.
敬拜是需要预备的。
And one reason I think we don't see God in our worship is sometimes we haven't prepared ourselves to see Him.
我想在敬拜中我们不能见到神的其中一个原因就是我们没有预备我们自己的心去敬拜。
Let me suggest that you get ready for God's presence before you ever walk in those doors.
我建议大家在你来到我们教堂之前就预备自己的心要进入神的同在。
Driving down, what is it, Lantana.
在你开在这个 Lantana 这条路上的时候
Begin to pray.
你就要开始祷告。
Now please keep your eyes open as you're praying because I may be on that street too.
但是大家祷告的时候记得要睁开眼睛啊因为也许我还从那条路上开过呢。
I don't think it was you, but someone almost ran me over this morning. I think they were praying.
我今天早上差点被人撞到我知道可能不是你但是我想他可能在祷告呢。
Either that or drunk.
或者他是喝多了。
But as you're coming to church,
但是当你来教会的路上
begin to pray,
你就要开始祷告。
God, please show yourself to me today.
你就说神啊，求你今日向我显现。
Give the pastor the words I need to hear.
你让牧师口中就讲出我所要需要听到的话。
And Lord, whatever you teach me in your word today, I will obey.
主啊，不管你今天在你的话语中对我有怎样的教导，我都愿意顺服。
Because I'm coming to your house.
因为我来到你的家中。
And I want to worship you.
我愿来敬拜你。
Worship begins before we ever get here.
记住，敬拜在我们到达这里之前就应该开始了。
As we prepare ourselves to see God.
我们要预备我们自己来见神。
Second thing I want you to see about worship.
我想让大家看到的关于敬拜的第二件事。
We prepare ourselves. Then the second thing about going to the temple is we enter God's house with joy.
首先我们预备我们自己。第二，当我们进入神的殿的时候，我们要满心欢喜。
Go back to the Old Testament.
我们回到旧约中。
Imagine that you're a Jewish worshiper from Galilee coming to the temple.
想象一下你是一位从加利利来的犹太的朝圣者你要去到圣殿中。
You've walked for 4 days.
你已经走了4天的时间。
And it is hard travel.
这个路程是很艰难的。
I know I've been there.
我知道因为我去过那里。
And I was tired after walking for an hour.
我走了1个小时我就累得不行了。
They have walked in the heat in this rugged terrain.
他们走在这个弯这个上下坡的地方然后又在太阳底下。
They get close to Jerusalem.
然后他们越来越接近耶路撒冷。
And as they get there, they can see the temple very high above the city.
当他接近耶路撒冷的时候他看到圣殿高耸在所有其他建筑物之上。
And it's exciting.
那是多么令人兴奋的场景。
We're almost there.
我们马上就到了。
We're going to see friends.
我们会见到朋友。
We're going to enjoy God's presence.
我们会享受神的同在。
This is the greatest week of the year.
这是一年当中最棒的一个星期。
Listen to how they described it, Psalm 126.
你看一下在诗篇126篇当中他们是如何形容的。
This psalm comes from the time when after the exile they were allowed to return to Jerusalem.
这个是在他们被掳之后允许他们返回到耶路撒冷的时候
They had been slaves.
他们曾是被掳的
And now they're coming back.
如今他们返回了这里
And from then on, every time they came to worship, they sang this song.
从那以后他们每次来到这里敬拜都唱这样的诗歌
When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream.
说当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候我们好像做梦的人
It was like a dream to be allowed to go back to Jerusalem.
他们被允许回到耶路撒冷，对他们来说就像一场梦一样。
Verse 2, then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy.
说我们满口嬉笑，满舌欢呼。
Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them.
这时候外邦中就有人说耶和华为他们行了大事。
They were celebrating the privilege of going back to God's house.
他们在庆祝能够重新回到神的家中这样的特权。
And they were excited.
他们是非常兴奋的。
They said other people are going to see our joy and say, wow, they must serve a great God.
他说别的人会看到我们的喜乐，然后说他们一定侍奉的是一位非常伟大的神。
Look how happy he makes them.
你看这位神让他们如此的欢心。
You know, that's what unbelievers should say today.
你知道吗？那些不信的人今天看到我们也当这样说。
They should say those Christians are such happy people.
他们应该说，哎，你看那些基督徒，他们真是太快乐了。
Now, I've heard people who think you should never smile in church.
我之前有听别人讲说，在教会你就不应该笑。
I know this because they just sit there with a big frown on their face.
因为他们好像就坐在那儿，然后皱着眉头。
Nowhere in the Bible, I promise, I've read it all. Nowhere in the Bible does it say, this is church, quit smiling.
我读完了整本圣经，我很负责任地告诉大家，圣经里没有说提到这样的话，说在教会不许笑。
It says, you are my people, and I want you to rejoice in my house.
而是圣经中记载说，神说你是我的孩子，你是我的子民，我愿你欢喜。
I know this is very simple.
我想这是很简单的。
But we should enter God's house with joy.
那我们要满心欢喜地进入神的殿。
What is it like in the New Testament?
那在新约中看起来是什么样的？
They didn't have a sanctuary like this.
在新约中他们没有像我们这样子的聚会。
No pulpit, no pews, no piano.
没有长凳，没有钢琴，没有讲台。
On a Sunday morning, they would gather for worship in someone's house.
在主日的早上，他们就聚集在一个弟兄姐妹家里来聚会。
Now, when someone comes to your house, what do you do first?
那如果别人来到你家里，你第一件要做的事情是什么呢？
Would you like something to drink?
你要喝点什么吗？
Would you like some fruit? Can I give you something to eat?
你要来点水果吗？我能给你弄点什么吃的呢？
Right?
对吗？
And I think that's what happened back then.
我想在那个时代也是这样子的。
They are gathering at someone's house.
他们就聚集在一个弟兄姐妹家里。
And worship was a time, began with a time of greeting, of welcome.
然后在聚会敬拜开始之前，大家就在彼此问安。
It was a joyful time.
那是一个很喜乐的时间。
What about today?
那今天呢？
And here is a point where I think you do this very well.
我觉得我们这里大家做这点做得非常好。
Because when I stand in the back on Sunday mornings,
因为周日早上当我站在后面的时候，
I see your smiles and your greeting to one another.
我看到大家都微笑着彼此问安。
Now because I'm not smart enough to learn Chinese, I don't know what you say.
因为我实在是学不会中文，我也不知道你们说了什么。
But I think you are greeting one another with joy.
但是我想你们彼此问安的时候都是满心欢喜。
Because again, we should enter his presence with joy.
因为我们要以喜乐的心进入神的同在。
On Sunday morning, this ought to be the happiest place in Palm Beach County.
在星期天早上，我们这里应该是整个棕榈滩郡最快乐的地方。
The joy of being together as God's family in God's house.
因为我们一同作为神的家人聚集在神的家中。
Let me move further.
让我们继续。
We begin to prepare.
我们开始预备。
We enter his house.
我们进入神的家。
And now we worship in God's presence.
那现在我们就在神的同在中敬拜。
Go back to the Old Testament.
我们回到旧约。
They come to the temple.
和他们来到圣殿。
Outside the temple itself, there are these large basins that they use to wash themselves.
在圣殿的外面有很大的洗濯盆，是让他们来洁净自己的。
It's a symbol they are cleansing themselves to enter into God's presence.
就意味着他们在进入神的同在之前要洁净自己。
They are saying we are going into the presence of a holy God.
他们说我们要进入到那圣洁的神的同在之中。
And we must be ready.
我们要预备好自己。
And now they're ready to enter the temple.
所以他们现在要进入到圣殿当中。
This is what they said.
他们这个时候说什么呢？
Let us go to his dwelling place.
说我们要进他的居所。
Let us worship at his footstool.
在他脚凳前下拜。
How did they do it?
那他们是怎么做的呢？
Back then they brought sacrifices.
在那个时候他们带来祭物。
They sang songs of praise.
他们唱赞美诗。
They listened as the priest read and explained scripture.
他们也听这个牧师念并讲解经文。
Their whole focus was on God.
他们全部的中心都是在神身上。
They were in his presence.
因为他们在神的同在中。
Yes, it was a joyful time, but it was also a very solemn time.
是的，那是一个很喜乐、很欢乐的时刻，但同时也是一个很庄严的时刻。
A time of wonder and awe.
是一个充满了敬畏与惊奇的时刻。
We are seeing God.
我们在这里是要见神。
In the New Testament.
在新约中。
There's not the grand temple.
没有那个宏伟的圣殿。
Now they're in someone's house.
他们在一个弟兄姐妹的家里。
But much of it looks the same.
但是很多时候都是一样的。
They begin with prayer. They're talking to God.
他们以祷告开始向神说话。
They sing hymns to God.
他们向神唱赞美诗。
They listen as a pastor reads God's word and teaches it.
他们听这个牧师念神的话，并从神的话中教导他们。
God was at the center of their worship.
神是他们敬拜的中心。
He was the focus.
神是中心。
Move to today.
那今天呢?
Worship is all about God.
敬拜全部是关乎神。
It begins before the service ever starts.
甚至在我们聚会开始之前。
The prelude is playing.
然后会有这个钢琴。
We come in.
我们进到这里。
We have the opportunity to pray quietly and prepare our hearts for God.
我们可以安静的祷告，预备我们的心。
And then we sing.
然后我们唱诗。
Do you ever think about that first words we sing?
你有想我们唱的第一首是第一个字吗？
The Lord is in His holy temple.
我们开始总是唱上主今在他的圣会中。
That's not just a ritual.
这并不只是一个仪式。
That's not just a nice, polite way of saying, shut up and listen, church is starting.
这并不是说用一种很礼貌的方式说别讲话了，教会敬拜要开始了。
We are saying,God is here.
我们其实在唱说神就在这里。
We are in His presence.
我们就在他的同在中。
We've prepared ourselves for Him.
我们为着他来预备我们自己。
And we are in His temple to worship.
我们在他的殿中来敬拜他。
We sing the hymns.
所以我们唱赞美诗。
Who is the audience for the hymns?
那这赞美诗的听众是谁呢?
Make sure you understand this. You are not singing to the worship leader.
你们在底下唱诗不是对着这个带敬拜的弟兄。
The audience for our songs is God.
那我们这些赞美诗的听众就是我们的神。
We are singing to Him.
我们是对着他来歌唱。
When we sing a hymn of praise...
当我们唱出我们赞美的时候
We are singing, Majesty, I worship your majesty.
说伟大的神啊我们敬拜你我们赞美你
When we sing a prayer, we are praying, God, search me, O God, and know my heart.
当我们唱出一个祷告的时候就主啊求你来鉴察我
He is the audience.
说神是我们赞美的对象
We bring our prayers, we bring our offering, we are talking to God, we are giving to Him.
所以我们唱诗我们、奉献我们祷告我们的对象都是神
Everything is focused on Him
所有的一切的中心都是神
And then we come to the sermon
然后我们就开始讲道
And again I think this is important to understand
我想大家需要明白这一点这很重要
Because some people understand okay the singing the prayers all of that is about God
因为可能你们明白说啊，所有的唱诗祷告都是向着神的。
But now the sermon is about listening to somebody up here talk.
那正道可能就是听那个讲台上站着的人说话。
No, in the sermon, it's all about God.
不是的，在正道中也全部是关乎神。
He is speaking to us.
是神在对我们说话。
The sermon is worship.
正道也是敬拜的一部分。
Can I give you three very simple practical ways to worship? As you listen to the sermon.
让我给大家介绍三种非常实际的，你可以在听正道的时候敬拜神的方法。
Because I think sometimes it's hard to worship during the sermon.
因为我觉得有时候可能在听正道的时候，让你敬拜会很难。
Three simple things.
就三件很简单的事情。
First of all, listen for God to speak in the sermon.
第一就是在正道中听神说话。
Now that sounds very simple.
听上去好像很简单。
In fact, I wrote it and then I took it out.
我好像当时写了，我又把它删了。
I thought, they already know that.
说他们都知道这一点了。
But I put it back.
但我还是把它加回来。
Because it's not all that simple.
因为并不像听起来这么简单。
We often treat the sermon kind of like we treat a college class.
因为有时候我们对待讲道的方式好像就像我们上课课堂上的一门课一样。
I want to get the main points down in case it's covered on an exam.
说我一定要把这个重点要点记下来，以防考试。
And then after I have the main point, my mind can wander. I can plan lunch's menu.
所以当我记下来这个重点之后，我就开始走神了。
Please hear this.
但是
，a sermon is not a college lecture.
我们的正道并不是课堂上的一个讲座。
We are listening to God speak to us.
我们在听神对我们说话。
Now I probably am a dinosaur, but I'm not a complete dinosaur.
我可能是这个很古老，像恐龙一样，但也并不是这样。
I'm not opposed to cell phones and all the convenience of technology.
我并不反对这个所有的现在的科技，像手机啊什么的。
But if I really, really think that God is speaking to me,
但是如果我真的真的认为神正在对我说话，
I don't want to be on WeChat.
我现在不会再刷微信的。
I don't want to be on Facebook.
我现在也不想去看脸书。
I don't want to say, God, I know what you're saying is probably really important, but I have a text that I want to read.
我也不会说，神啊，我知道你现在说的事儿很重要，但我真的要把这个短信先发出去。
He is God.
他是神。
And please don't be offended, but nothing that any of you would ever text me is more important than what he says.
我相信我们大家不管是谁发的任何信息都没有神所说的话那么重要。
I hope that doesn't make you feel bad, but at best, you're second.
但是我不想让你们觉得不舒服，但是在神面前，我们都是次要的。
He is more important than your text.
神比你们的短信重要多了。
And so if I really, really think he's talking,
所以当我真的认为神在说话的时候，
I'm going to ignore you.
我可能不会看你的短信。
I'm going to say, you know what?I'll check what you have to say after he gets done.
我会说等神讲完之后我再来看你给我短信说了什么。
But right now he comes first.
但现在神是第一位的。
If I want to worship in the sermon, I must listen.
如果我要在正道当中敬拜神，首先我必须要仔细的聆听。
I told you this was simple.
你可能觉得这很简单。
The second thing.
第二点。
I suggest that as you listen,You pray as you listen.
我也建议大家可以边听边祷告。
Someone said to me, not someone from Palm Beach.
有一个人，他不是我们当中的人，曾经对我
说。I have to clarify that. Someone said to me, you know, my pastor is not very good.
因为这个人说什么，说我的牧师可真不怎么样。
That's why I clarified it's not from here.
所以我要说，不是我们当中的人说的。
They said, my pastor isn't very good. His sermons are not very helpful.
说这个牧师真不怎么样，他的讲道一点帮助都没有。
I'm thinking about going to a different church.
所以我想要去到另外一间教会。
What do you think?
你觉得呢？
I said, let's do an experiment.
那我跟他说，我们试一下。
Maybe you can help your pastor to be better.
说或许你可以帮助你的牧师变得更好。
They said, no, I've already told him I don't think he's very good. It didn't help.
但这个人说，哎，我已经跟那牧师讲过了，我跟他说了，他不怎么样。
I said, let's try an experiment.
那我跟他说，我们来试着这么做。
For 2 months.
说接下来两个月的时间。
Every time you go to church,
每一次你去教会的时候
，during the sermon,
在正道过程当中
，you begin to pray for your pastor.
你就开始为你的牧师祷告。
You say, Lord, this really isn't a very good sermon.
说神啊，这个正道听上去真不怎么样。
But I know I'm supposed to hear your voice in the sermon.
但是我知道我应该在正道中听到你的声音。
So Lord, would you show me what you want?Me to hear today.
主啊，你让我看到你今天想要对我说的话。
I saw my friends a few weeks later.
那几周之后，我又见到我这个朋友。
I said, "Have you figured out where you're going to start going to church?"
然后我就问他说，你有找到新的教会吗？
He said, "You know, it's an odd thing."
他就说你知道吗这简直太奇怪了
My pastor is preaching much better
说我的牧师现在讲道大有进步
I think he must have read a book on how to preach better
我想他可能读了一本书讲的就是如何更好布道
And I said you keep praying every Sunday and he'll keep getting better
然后我就跟他说你每个主日都为他祷告他也一定会变得更好
You pray and we'll preach better
所以你们祷告，我就会讲道讲得更好。
For the last year and a half, my wife cannot come with me to church.
在过去的一年半，我的太太没有办法和我一起来到教会。
But on the Sundays that I preach, she prays from 10:30 to whenever I call and say, I'm out, I'm done.
但是每一个我讲到的主日早上，她都会从早上10:30开始为我祷告，直到我给她讲说我已经出来了，我讲完
了。And I preach better if someone is praying.
如果有人在为我祷告的话，我的讲道就会越来越好。
And so can I encourage you, as you listen, pray.
所以我就鼓励大家，当你听讲道的时候，你也祷告。
God, please show me what you want me to hear.
说主啊，求你向我显现，让我看到你要让我听什么。
And then the third thing is listen obediently.
第三点就是带着顺服的心去聆听。
If I am listening for God to speak to me,
如果我在仔细地听神对我说话
then I must be applying what he says to my life.
那我必须要将他所说的应用到我的生活当中。
Not just going to church, but listening for God to speak.
因为我们不只是来到教会，更重要的是去聆听神要说的话。
You see, some people say, I don't see God in my worship.
有的人可能会说，我在我的敬拜中见不到神。
I don't hear his voice.
我听不到他的声音。
You talked about Isaiah 6, that doesn't sound like my church.
你跟我们讲说以赛亚书第六章，但我的教会可不是这样。
Let me ask.
那让我来问你。
Are you looking for him?
你有在寻找他吗?
Are you listening for him?
你有努力聆听他的声音吗?
You see, in the Old Testament, a person could go to the temple, they could go through all the rituals, and never truly experience God's presence.
你知道吗?在旧约中,一个人他可以去到圣殿,做完所有的仪式流程,但是却从来没有真正的经历到神的同在。
Remember I told you they traveled together coming to the temple?
你记得我给大家讲，他们一同。
They also traveled together going back home.
他们一同来到圣殿中，之后又一同回家。
And I can imagine two people walking down the road back home.
我甚至能想象有两个人，他们一起走在回家的路上。
And one thinks, "Wow, that was a wasted trip."
然后一个人就说，哎呀，这个真的是浪费时间。
I brought my sacrifice.
我带了我的这个祭品。
I spent all this time.
我花了这么多时间
Nothing happened.
好像也没什么事发生
And right next to them
而在他旁边
is someone who came to the same temple at the same time
那个人他同样的时间去到了同样的圣殿
And they are thinking, wow, this was the greatest week of my life.
然后这个人会说哎呀这真是我生命中最棒的一个星期
I saw God in his temple
我在神的殿中见到了神
It was wonderful
这太美妙了
I see the same thing in church today
我想在今天的教会也是这样
Two people will come to church
说两个人来到教会
One will sense God's presence
一个人会看到感受到神的同在
And the other will say, well, nothing happened today
然后另外一个人就说哎，今日并无大事发生
One will find joy in giving in the offering.
然后一个人会发现这种在奉献中的喜乐。
Oh, I am so happy I can give to help God's kingdom.
说我简直太开心了，我能够为神的这个国度奉献力量。
And another thinks, oh, I better give something or God might be mad at me.
另外一个人可能说，哎，我真的要给点奉献了，要不神可能会对我发脾气了。
One will say, oh, God's Spirit spoke to me during the sermon.
一个人可能说啊，神的灵在正道中对我说话。
The other one will say, the bald-headed guy spoke today. It was boring.
然后另外一个人可能会说，哎，那个光头牧师今天讲的太无聊了。
One difference.
这多大的区别呀？
Is the attitude of the heart.
那区别就在于他们心的态度。
To truly worship.I must be intentional about it.
要有真正的敬拜，我必须要刻意的去做这件事情。
I must determine I am here to worship God.
我要下定决心说我来这里就是要来敬拜神。
I am in the presence of the King of the universe.
我是在那宇宙之主的同在当中。
And I am listening for his voice.
我在聆听他的声音。
Mark Batterson wrote a book about the whisper of God.
这个马特·贝特森曾经写过一本书叫《神的低语》。
He said, we live in a world where we are surrounded by shouting voices.
他就说我们生活的这个环境周围充斥着各样的喊叫声。
Everything around us is loud.
所以好像我们周围所有事情声音都很大。
Everything around us says, you've got to listen to this.
好像很多声音在对我说你要听这个听这个。
He said, the most important voice.
书里写到说最重要的声音
The voice of God
就是神的声音
often speaks to us not in a shout but in a whisper
通常对我们说话不是大声喊叫而是轻声低语
and it's easy for us to ignore it
而我们很容易就忽视掉了
Now I don't do this as a pastor
我作为牧师我不会这么做
Sometimes I want to but I don't
虽然我有时候很想要，但是我从来没有尝试过。
But when I was a college teacher,
但是在我在这个大学教课的时候
you know, you always have those whiteboards.
你知道在课堂里都有那个白板。
And so you always have a whiteboard eraser.
所以你永远都有那个白板的那个板擦。
And if someone in my class wasn't listening, I would throw the eraser.
然后如果我课堂上有人没有认真听的话，我就把这个板擦朝他扔过去。
I was very good at it. I may not look like a sports person, but the back row, I could hit them right here with the eraser.
我虽然看上去不像那个体育非常好的人，但是我扔板擦扔得非常专业。最后一排的人，我也能扔得正中脑门。
I've heard kids out in the hall say to the freshman, "Don't talk in his class. He'll hit you in the head with an eraser."
我也听学生们在这个走廊里跟新生说，这个麦牧师上课你要认真听，不能说话，否则他会用板擦扔你脑袋。
Pastor Joe.Can I have permission to bring an eraser next time?
周牧师，我以后讲到可以带个板擦来吗？
I think it'll help. Here's what I want you to see.
所以我想让大家看到的是什么呢？
God is kinder than me.
神比我可要友善多了。
He's not going to strike you with a lightning bolt if you don't listen to him.
如果你不听他的话，他不会用这个一个闪电来击打你。
But...You will miss out on the wonderful joy of hearing his voice.
但是你就会错失了那个听到神的声音所带来的美好的喜乐。
If you miss what I say, it's really not all that important.
如果你没有听到我所说的话，可能不重要。
But if you miss what he wants to say to you, you've missed something that could change your life.
但是如果你错过了神要对你说的话，你可能就错过了你生命中的一个很大的机会。
If Isaiah in chapter 6 had gone to the temple,
如果在以赛亚书中第六章，他们来到圣殿中
，and not listened for God,
他们听了又忘了
，not looked for God,
他们没有去聆听神的声音，没有去寻找神。
We would have no Isaiah 6.
那我们也不会有以赛亚书第六章这样的记载。
And his life would not have been transformed.
他的生命也不会被转化。
And Isaiah would never have known what he missed.
而以赛亚更可惜的是他永远都不知道他错过了什么。
I wonder if sometimes we come into God's house.
我想知道有时候是不是我们来到神的殿中。
And God has a message for us.
神有他对我们的信息。
And we miss it.
但是我们就错过了。
Because we're not listening for him.
因为我们没有在仔细聆听他的声音。
When we worship.
所以当我们敬拜的时候。
When we come to worship.
当我们来到这里敬拜的时候。
He's not going to insist on interrupting our daydreams. If we don't listen, he's not going to hit us with an eraser.
就是如果我们不仔细听，他不会拿一个板擦来打我们。
But we will miss it.
但是我们就会错过这个信息。
And so we come to worship. We are in his presence.
所以我们 来到这里来敬拜，在他的同在当中。
Quickly, the fourth thing I want to say this morning.
我想让大家看的第四点。
We come to the temple.
就我们进到圣所。
We rejoice.
我们欢喜快乐。
We enter His presence.
我们进入他的同在。
And then in the temple, the holiest place, we enter the holy of holies.
那在圣所当中最神圣的地方就是至圣所。
I think for the sake of time, I'm not going to talk about the Old Testament and the New Testament here.
就时间关系，我就不讲这个旧约和新约当中是怎么说的。
But the Holy of Holies was the place where God lived.
但是至圣所就是神所居住的地方。
In the Old Testament, only the high priest could go in that room.
在旧约中，只有大祭司才能进到那个房间。
But in the New Testament, through Jesus, every one of us can go into God's very presence.
但是在新约中，借着主耶稣基督，我们每一个人都可以进入到神的同在里。
And you see, the Holy of Holies was the place where the high priest said to God, God, we are your people.
那在这个至圣所，就是那里在大祭司对神说：“神啊，我们是你的子民。”
We have brought the sacrifices.
我们已经献祭。
And now we will live in obedience to you.
我们愿活在对你的顺服当中。
And here is where it seems to me that you and I go into the holy place.
那我们大家进入到这个至圣所的时候是什么样呢？
Romans 12, Paul says this.
在罗马书十二章，保罗这样说：
I appeal to you, brothers, by the mercies of God.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们
to present yourselves as a living sacrifice,
将身体献上当作活祭，
holy and acceptable to God,
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
This is your spiritual worship.
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
I think he is saying this.
我想他就是在说什么呢？
When we come to worship,
说我们来敬拜，
our heartsOr the altar.
我们的心就是祭坛。
Our obedience is the sacrifice.
我们的顺服就是祭品。
And in our surrender to God, we enter the holiest place.
在我们对神的降服和顺服当中，我们就进入了那至圣所。
You see, it may not happen every week.
你知道这样的事情也不会每个星期都发生。
But if you will listen for God's voice in the worship,
但是如果你仔细聆听神的话语，
Sometimes you're going to hear a phrase in a song.
有时候可能是诗歌当中的一个短语。
Sometimes you're going to hear something in a sermon.
有时候可能是讲道中的一句话。
And a voice inside you is going to say, Will you obey?
这时候你里面会有一个声音说，你愿顺服吗？
Listen carefully to that voice.
你要仔细听那声音。
That's the voice of God, the Holy Spirit.
那就是神的声音，是圣灵的声音。
You are in God's presence.
你在神的同在中。
You are in the holy place, and He is waiting to hear you say, "Yes, God."
你在这圣所当中，神在等着你回应他说，是的，神。
I will obey.
说我愿顺服。
That's worship.
这就是敬拜。
But let me move on.
让我们继续。
I said that worship starts on Saturday.
我讲了说敬拜应该从周六就开始。
We prepare for worship.
周六我们就要预备敬拜。
We worship together in His temple.
然后我们在他的圣殿中一同来敬拜。
The fifth thing I want to say to you this morning.
我想今天和大家分享的第五点就是。
Worship continues on Monday.
说在星期一敬拜依旧持续。
Let me go back to our Old Testament worshipper.
让我们回去看一下旧约中的朝圣者们。
Imagine, a person travels 4 days from Galilee to worship at the temple.
想象一下有这么一个人，他从加利利走了4天到圣殿中去敬拜。
He prays the prayers.
他在那里唱这个祷告。
He sings the psalms.
然后唱诗。
He offers the sacrifices.
献祭。
He gives money at the temple.
也有这个金钱的奉献。
And now he travels 4 days to go back home.
然后他又走了4天的时间回到家里。
I'm getting ready to give you a quiz, so listen up.
我就要给大家考试了，所以大家要仔细听。
He gets back home.
就他回到家之后呢？
He reopens his business.
重新又开始他的工作。
Let's say it's a meat market.
想象一下他是一个肉贩子卖肉的。
He reopens his meat market.
是他重开了他的这个肉店。
He spent a lot of money traveling to Jerusalem, so he uses a dishonest scale that lets him overcharge his customers.
因为他花了很多钱在去耶路撒冷的这个旅途中，所以他在他的秤上面做了手脚，以便他可以多收顾客的钱。
He's really hoping that the town council will buy from his market at the next festival, so he bribes.One of the officials.
他也非常想要这个市议会下一次有活动的时候可以从他这里进货，于是他就去贿赂其中一个官员。
There's a poor widow who can't pay her bill, and he could afford to just write it off, but he turns her over to a judge.
然后有一个穷寡妇，她实在是付不起她的账单。这个肉贩子本来有能力去让这个账一笔勾销，但他却没有，而把穷寡妇告到了官府那里。
Now remember, he has just traveled all the way to Jerusalem.
你要记得他刚去到耶路撒冷
He has given a sacrifice.
在那里献祭
He has prayed.
在那里祷告
He has put money in the offering.
然后在那里有奉献
Here is my question.
那我的问题是什么呢
Did he worship at the temple?
他在圣殿中有敬拜吗
Yes.
有吗
No.
有人说不吗
Most of you get an A. Listen to what Amos says.
你要听阿摩斯书怎么说的
Yes, he did all the rituals.
说是的他做了所有的这些仪式
But listen to God's words in the book of Amos.
但我们听一下在阿摩斯书中神的话是怎么说的
Because you trample on the poor.
说你们践踏平民
Because you take a bribe.
你们收受贿赂
Even though you offer your burnt offerings, I will not accept them.
说你们虽然向我献燔祭和素祭，我却不悦纳。
Do you hear what he's saying?
你看到他说什么了吗
？Your worship doesn't count.
说你的这个所谓的敬拜是不算数的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because when you got back home, you ran your business dishonestly.
因为当你回家之后，重开自己的工作之后，你是不诚实的。
You did not take care of the poor.
你没有去关照穷乏人
，so your sacrifice is worthless.
所以你的这个献祭其实是没有意义的。
And maybe you are thinking, I'm glad we don't live in the Old Testament.
你也许会想，哎呀，幸亏我们没有生活在旧约时代。
So let me go to the New Testament.
那让我们看看新约中是怎么说的。
James 1.
在雅各书第一章。
Religion, worship, that is pure and undefiled before God is this.
说新约中这么就说什么样子的这种 是清洁的
To visit orphans and widows in their affliction
说在神我们的父面前那清洁没有玷污的虔诚就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇
That's what Amos said to care for those who need help
去帮助那些需要帮助的人
And to keep oneself unstained before the world
并且保守自己不沾染世俗
That's what Amos said, to live godly lives.
那就是说要过一个敬虔的生活。
And it is still true for us today.
我们今天依旧是这样。
Worship continues on Monday.
说到了星期一，敬拜依旧在持续。
It's caring for the poor.
是去帮助那些贫乏的。
It's honesty in our work.
是诚实的对待工作。
It's loving our spouse as God loves them.
是像神爱他一样来爱我们的配偶。
It's living in obedience to God Monday through Saturday.
是从周一到周六都活在对神话语的顺服当中。
Because in God's kingdom there are no Sunday Christians.
因为在神的国度中没有只在周日当基督徒的人。
True worship continues on Monday.
而真实的敬拜是到了周一依旧会持续的。
Now I come to the end, and you may say something like this.
那我们结束的时候，你可能会这样说。
Still doesn't sound like Isaiah.
听上去跟以赛亚书还是不太一样。
Still doesn't look like Revelation.
好像也不像启示录。
So let me finish by saying this to you.
那么让我最后对你这样说。
Most weeks in the temple did not have a great dramatic moment.
说在圣殿当中的大多数时候没有那个特别宏伟奇妙的那样的场景。
Most weeks in the New Testament did not look like Pentecost.
而在新约当中也不是每一个主日都像五旬节主日一样。
And that's okay.
而这是正常的,
Because God never intended his people to come to worship to see the experience.
因为神从来没有要求他的百姓来敬拜他是为了去看去体验那种场景。
He wanted us to come to see him.
而神要我们来是来见他。
And so my desire at Palm Beach Chinese Chapel is not to have Pentecost every Sunday.
所以我对我们教会的期待并不是每个主日都要像五旬节主日一样。
But I truly believe that if I come with the right heart,
但是我真的相信如果我带着一颗正确的心来到这里
if I come to see God,
如果我来到这里真的是来见神
some weeks that will happen.
有的时候我真的会有这样的经历。
It won't be like in Chronicles where a cloud fills the building. That was the Old Testament.
不会像旧约当中有云彩充满圣殿，那是旧约的记载。
It won't be like in Acts 2 where tongues of fire settle on everyone's head. That was Pentecost.
也不会像新约使徒行传说有舌头如火落在每个人身上，那是新那个五旬节的啊主日。
But I'll see him.
但是我们会见到神。
I'll hear him.
我会听到神。
I think it will be something like this.
那这样子的经历是什么样子的呢？
It will be an inner voice that says, this is what I want you to change because of my word.
可能会有一个你心里的声音对你说，这是我想让你有改变的。
It will be a hymn that brings peace in the turmoil of my life.
也许是一首在我动荡的生活中给我带来平安的诗歌。
It'll be a prayer that frees me from some unforgiveness that I've been carrying.
也许是一个让我可以脱去长期背负的这种不饶恕的祷告。
It may be a smile or a greeting from a brother or sister that helps to lift my load.
也许是一个帮助我共分担重担的弟兄或姐妹的微笑。
But in some way, if I come to worship and I focus on God, He's going to speak to me.
但是不管是怎么样子的方式，如果我来到神的面前，定睛在他的身上来敬拜他，那他会有一种方式让我看到他。
Not in the same way every week.
这种方式也许每周都不一样。
Maybe not to the same degree every week.
甚至可能每周的程度也不一样。
And he's not going to say the same thing to me that he says to my neighbor.
也许他对我和我邻座的人所说的话也不一样。
But if I listen,
但是如果我认真听
I'm going to hear him.
我是可以听到的。
And I'm going to go away like Isaiah.
当我离开的时候我也像以赛亚一样。
And I'm going to say, this morning I saw the Lord high and lifted up.
我离开的时候也会说今天早上我在至高之处见到神
He spoke to me
他有亲自对我说话
And I am living according to what he told me
我也可以照着他对我说的来过我的日子
Let's pray
让我们来祷告
Lord, it's so easy to just go to church
主啊我们来到教会是容易的
To show up becauseThat's what we're supposed to do on Sunday.
就好像我们主日必须要做的一件事儿一样出现在这里。
To go through the routine.
然后一项一项的按照仪程往下走。
But to never truly worship.
但我们却没有经历真实的敬拜。
Lord, would you make us disciples who truly worship you?
主啊,将我们造成真正敬拜你的门徒。
Don't let us settle for having church.
让我们不满足于只是到教会。
But give us a hunger to worship you.
让我们有这样的意愿，这样的想法去敬拜你。
So that when we go back into our daily life on Monday,
当我们星期一回到我们日常的生活当中时，
we will live differently because we've been in your presence on Sunday.
我们会因着主日在你的同在中而有所不同。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名
Amen.
Amen.